Hi, I'm Pastor Sandy Shear. Thank you so much for joining us for the Guts Church podcast. This week, we have the privilege to hear from Pastor Bill. The message was produced with you in mind, and we would love to hear your story of how God is showing himself faithful in your life. Share your story by emailing story@gutschurch.com.
Hey, the next two Wednesday nights are going to be pivotal, okay? So make note of this, write this down, do whatever you have to do, because I'm telling you tonight, I'm giving you some guarantees. And guarantees at church are tricky, all right? Because so much of it's surreal, and so much of it is it's spiritual, you know. But two Wednesday nights that I believe are going to help you break free from what's holding you back and keeping you down. That's how powerful God's word is. Absolute guarantees. So if anything is holding you back, if anything's keeping you down. Man, if you're thinking, man, I have plateaued in my life, and I'm not getting stronger, I'm not getting healthier, I'm not able to give any more than I could before. I'll tell you what, the thing I love about the Legacy Campaign, and if you're not a part of it, let me just tell you what I love about it. It gives you an opportunity to say, here's what I'm going to give in the next 2 years, and when you look at the number you write down, it scares you, because it's like, oh my gosh, God's got to show up. And I'm telling you, listen, tonight and next Wednesday night are going to give you, this is going to be so practical, every person in here is going to get it, okay? This message is going to assure health and promotion, peace and prosperity, and most of all, listen, that you have a spirit-led life. Write that down in your notes, a spirit-led life, that you're not ruled by your emotions anymore. You're not ruled by your circumstances anymore, your situation anymore, your job. Man, that what this is going to do is this is going to put God out in front in your life. And you know what you're going to be able to say? You're going to be able to say, you know what? I am the head and not the tail. I am above only and not beneath. Greater is he who is in me. Man, the greater one lives on the inside of me. And what we're going to offer is from this are tools for you to be able to live God's promises. That's what this is going to build to. And I believe that this message is going to assure that. We're going to start off, and let me just tell you, the three passages of Scripture we're going to go to are going to be very familiar to you. If any of these surprised you, you're new here. And we want to welcome you here. Man, thanks for being here. Thanks for coming to Skytook. Thanks for being in Sepulpa. Thanks for tuning in online. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I get so many emails and from people all over that just thanking us for providing the podcast. Man, I got an alert tonight before church that church was about to start, and if you wanted to watch it on your app on the phone, and it's like, no, thank you, I'm here. But let's just pray, and then we're going to get in the Word. How many guys believe what I'm saying? How many guys believe that there could be breakthrough for you? Listen, in this message tonight. Man, I preached it. This is so strong in me, I'll just tell you. I preached it to the staff today. I called Gib and I said, man, get the staff together. And the staff all got together and the new interns. And we got new interns. We got one driving in tonight. He's got to be here by midnight. Is that right, Chano? Because he's got to be at the gauntlet at 5 o'clock. We just can't. That's a good first impression, isn't it? How you doing? Give me 50 burpees. Okay, but we're gonna pray. God, I just thank you right now for a genuine move of your spirit for everybody in Tulsa, Skytook, Sepulpa, watching on the internet, or listening to this podcast. In Jesus' name, and everybody in agreement said? Amen. Turn your Bibles to Romans 12. I love the book of Romans. I believe it very well could be the greatest piece of literature that was ever written. But Romans, the 12th chapter, and it's very familiar to you. I don't memorize Scripture to memorize Scripture. That's not a big deal to me. I memorize Scripture when it's engraved in my heart. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the very mercies of God, that you submit your bodies a living sacrifice. What's God called you to be? He's called you to be a living sacrifice. And you know what? The key word here, and highlight it or circle it or underline it in your Bible, is that word sacrifice. Remember, there's sacrifice in this. Man, you guys, Taylor talked about the tithe tonight when he ministered the offering, and where God says, look, prove me now in this. Why? Because it's going to feel like a sacrifice. But you know it's not, because the windows of heaven are open above your life. God's going to produce in your life and pour out a blessing so great that you're unable to receive it. It's so great. See, that's what we have to understand. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the very mercies of God, that you should submit your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. This is reasonable sacrifice. It's not unreasonable. And don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. See, there's not a, we're not conforming ourselves. The world causes us to conform ourselves. This is a transformation. Tonight, there's a life for life exchange. God's word is alive and powerful, and that's gonna come into your life. And you know what it's gonna do? It's gonna repel darkness. You know what it's gonna do? Death is gonna get squeezed out of your life. Sickness is gonna, some of you guys are have carrying symptoms of disease. You know what? Those symptoms are gonna have to, they're gonna have to go from your life. You know why? Because the God kind of life is gonna come on the inside of you. That you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Listen to verse 3. Verse 3 says, for I say, through the grace given to me, God's power that's given to me, to everyone who's among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one, listen, a measure of faith. Here's what's amazing about this measure of faith. It's not off the rack faith. I'm telling you, Pastor Sandy has such a strong gift of faith in areas that are shocking to me. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know why? Man, that's within the measure of faith that God's given her. Man, there's some people, that's why it's so important for us to come together as a body. There's people in here that God's given you, listen, an extreme faith toward health in people's lives. He's promised everybody that we lay hands on the sick and they recover. And then there's people that in that measure of faith is this extreme measure of divine health. That's why we come together. Man, there very well may be 100 people, 50 people in Skytook, 50 people in St. Paul that have that in their measure of faith. Man, to each one of us, God has given the measure of faith. And I'm overwhelmed that God has given me a measure of faith to fulfill his purpose on this earth. Faith is the only way that we can be fulfilled. Faith is the only way that we can enter into God's rest. If worry or confusion, some of you guys here have allowed disappointment to come upon your life so much that it's gotten in you. When it gets in you, that's when the devil can mess with you. That's when that disappointment, and we've all been disappointed. And then, man, especially if there's someone we care about, someone we love, and that disappointment, and we start carrying that disappointment around, let me just tell you, it starts to seep into us. And as it gets into you, the devil knows that disappointment's there. So you know what he's going to do? He's going to send fiery darts of disappointment toward you, rapid fire. And you know what? If you've got it embedded in your heart, you're not going to be able to resist it. See, and we have to understand this. Trusting God is the only way to have God's rest. And if there's confusion in your life, you've got to start trusting God. And listen, I'm going to tell you, look, what I said tonight, I promise you, you're going to leave here. I promise you're going to leave here, and you're going to be able to lift the lid in your life. You're going to be able to shuck the stuff that's on you that the devil's tried to oppress you with. See, because there's simple depression that people have. But then you know what? What the world calls depression is truly oppression. And that's what the devil tries to put on people. Oppression. And what oppression is are moods and attitudes and things that come into your life that you can't shake. You wake up with it every day. You deal with it every single day. Addictions cause that. Man, it causes an oppression in your life because the next step is possession. And that's where the devil wants you to go. The devil wants you to give up, to turn your back, to deny Jesus so that he can be the possessing agent in your life. See, and that's how it works. It's depression, oppression, possession. And see, but faith is the only way that we can enter into it. So if there's worry, if there's disappointment, if there's confusion that operates regularly in your life, I'm telling you, you're going to have an opportunity to repent tonight. You're going to have an opportunity to think differently tonight. Here's a question that all of us need to ask each other regularly. Is this the way you're living? Is it working for you? Up to now, is this like, if you don't tithe, is it working for you? Are you just flush with cash? If you don't give, if you don't participate in the legacy camp, I'm just telling you, the people that I talk to, the miracles that are being produced in their life, just because they committed to it. Man, I talked to a man who came in and did an assessment of the church's books and the finances, and he came in and he said, Man, I'm so excited. I want to be a part of what you guys are doing, because every time my wife and I are a part of a building program or some kind of special offering like that, our income doubles and triples, and it's exponential. It's just phenomenal. We want to be a part of what God's doing here. But is the way you're living your life, is it working for you? I'm not judging you. You got to check yourself. See, how many of you guys go from shipwreck to shipwreck in your life? I mean, how long can you have a runaway train that's about to jump the rails? How long can you be safe in that place? I'm telling you, this is a protective word, but it's also a promoting word. And when these happen in your life, I believe they become a divine appointment for you. Man, it's a promoting word that's in your life. Man, the way I'm living my life, I want it to work for me. And it's acting on God's word that changes our lives. Believing is not enough. Just know it, it's not enough. It's faith in his word, trusting his word. And let me just tell you, let me give you a little working definition of faith, okay? And take a picture of this with your phone up on the screen, or write it down, or type it if you're fast enough. But what faith is, faith is believing and leaning upon and relying upon and acting upon God's word. See, it's not just believing. Well, I believe. No, listen, the just shall live by faith. And the devil knows. The devil has a certain belief in God's promise. He just doesn't get to be a part of it. And you'll say, well, he didn't do as much as I have in my life. My track record is much worse than his. No, he did it in the heavenlies. He did it in eternity. You did it in a forgivable state here on earth. See, that's the difference. See, forgiveness reigns on the earth. He did it in eternity where there was no sacrifice for it. The sacrifice was made here on earth for men and women. We need to learn to release our faith. And in order to release our faith and in releasing your faith, and listen, you got to rely upon God's word. You got to trust in God's word. You got to lean upon God's word. You got to lean into God's word. Man, there's times where I'll be going through something, and you know what? Man, my problem is screaming at me in front of me. And you know what I've got to do? I've got to find that still small voice, and I've got to lean into it. Man, I've got to find that place of maturity. But we learn to release our faith. Listen, it's real simple. It's number one, by believing. And that's where, that's the starting line. That's the launch pad. Believing. I really believe that God's the healer. Anybody with me on that? I believe everyone here tonight, everyone at Skytook, everyone at Sepulpa, that you can leave well tonight in Jesus' name. I believe that because God's the healer. But you know what? We don't stop with just believing. We don't stop with just thinking about it. You know what we do? We speak it. It's believing. It's speaking. Man, what's coming out of your mouth? Let me just tell you something. If what's coming out of your mouth is we can't afford that, whether we had the money or not, in 32 years of marriage, Pastor Sandy and I have never uttered the words, we can't afford that, whether we had the money or not. See, and here's the interesting thing. Some of you guys go, well, I'm just trying to be truthful. No, that's not truthful. That's contrary to God's promise. It's contrary to God's word. Think about Jesus. Remember when Herod and Pilate were asking him, do you call yourself the king of the Jews? Man, they're bouncing him back and forth. They were hated. They were enemies that hated each other. And they became close-knit, like brothers, because they had to deal with Jesus. And here they were trying to deal with Jesus. They said, do you call yourself the king of the Jews? Jesus very easily could have said, no, I don't. He never did. You know what he said? That's what you say that I am. Oh, do you call yourself the king of the Jews? Man, Pontius Pilate was trying to let him off. His wife had a dream and said, man, don't mess with this guy. It's going to be bad for you. There's something real about him. He said, I washed my hands of him. But you know what? He said, do you call yourself the king of the Jews? Jesus said, I'm not going to answer you pertaining that matter. Man, if somebody's trying to pressure you, man, understand, God's not. So it's in believing. It's in speaking. What you're saying is pivotal. And then finally, by doing, your actions. Man, you're believing God to pay off your house? Here's what you do. Man, you get together in agreement. It's the key to our marriage. The key to our lives is Sandy and I agree. Everything that's pivotal, everything that matters in our life, we find that place of agreement. Every single time. That's how it works. The Bible says where two is touching anything, if they agree, God will take care of it. God will do it. Anything. Man, you're believing God for healing. You believe God to pay off your house. You know what? You find God's promise for that. And then you know what? You start speaking that promise and nothing else. And then you start doing it. You know what you might have to do? Pay a little extra every month. A little bit. I remember one time Sandy and I were brand new in ministry. Our first year in ministry, we're out in California, and There was a man that preached in the church, and he said, man, God wants to bless your storehouse. If you don't have a storehouse, how can God bless it? Your storehouse is a savings account. It might be some kind of investment. If you don't have one, God can't bless you. Man, we're driving home, and Sandy said, we don't have a savings account. I said, let's get a savings account. We opened up the minimum balance of a savings account that next week. And within 4 months, we had over $10,000 in it. And you might say, well, that's a coincidence. I'm not saying that. Man, my dad, out of nowhere, he'd never done that before in our lives. He just said, listen, and he's fair. So every one of his kids, all four of us, got a $5,000 check from him, just out of the blue. He said, my stocks have gone up, and I had some kind of dividend, and man, I just want to take care of you guys. I just want to bless you. And you might say, well, that's a coincidence that you had just opened up a savings account and that check came in. No, I don't believe. I believe it's God blessing my storehouse. Do you guys listen to me? Man, there's doing that's applied to this. You have a responsibility. You've got to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Write that down. Doers of the word, not just hearers. It's believing, it's leaning upon, it's relying upon, and it's doing. Now turn your Bibles to Mark, the 11th chapter. Mark 11. This is my wheelhouse. This right here, just let me tell you something. This right here is gonna help you for the rest of your lives. But you gotta receive it. See, this isn't just taught, it's gotta be caught. Mark 11, verse 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. The classic version of the Amplified says, have faith in God constantly. Write that down in your notes, constantly. It's the title of the message tonight, constantly. Now listen, what does constantly mean? Huh? All the time, no matter what. No matter what you see, no matter how you feel, constantly speaking God's promise, constantly trusting God. Are you gonna trust how you feel? Are you gonna trust what you see? Are you gonna trust what the report is? Oh my gosh, I just tell you, what I love about what's happening in America today, and let me tell you, there's not much to love about what I hear, but what I love about it is people are all over the world. The rules are all changing. People don't know which way's up. But let me tell you something, the church isn't changing. Jesus is still Lord. The government, the peaceful government of our lives is upon his shoulders. Can anybody say hey, hey to that? Man, just think about it, man. We're not here worrying about what's going to, I'm just telling you, what matters is Jesus. What matters is we humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God. That's what matters. And we treat people honorably. Man, you treat people honorably, you're going to win. For assuredly, I say to you, no, listen, before we go to the next verse, man, keep a mark in Mark 11, a finger or something, and go to Romans 1:17. Hurry up, Romans 1:17. For in it, the righteousness, the right standing, the eye level with God is revealed. Listen, it's from faith to faith. How long do I have to trust God? How long is this gonna, let me tell you, you trust God, and I'm telling you, for me, when things begin to work out is when I quit thinking, how long do I have to wait? How long do I have to trust God? So listen, we go from faith to faith, from faith to another level of faith and another level of faith. And listen, so it's the righteousness of God is revealed in us going from faith to faith. Listen, remember the word constantly. Write that in the margin of that verse right there, Romans 1:17. Constantly, as it's written, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live, listen, by relying upon, by trusting in, by leaning into, putting all their weight. Now let's go back to Mark 11:23. For assuredly, everybody say assuredly. Absolutely. Say it again. Man, this, for assuredly, I say to you, here's where it gets good. Whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea and doesn't doubt in his heart, but believes that those things that he says will be done, he'll have whatever he says. See, that thing that's trying to, that thing that's cramping you, that thing that's restricting you, that lid that you have in your life, that thing that's hovering over you, that thing that we started early, we started early in what I guaranteed that, man, that we're gonna get that monkey off your back. You got bad health after bad health after bad. Man, I got heart disease. How about you say, I've got the righteousness of God. Man, it's being revealed to me, right standing with God. Let me explain to you, right standing with God eliminates heart disease. That's how that works. Heart disease can't live in that altitude. When we're at eye-to-eye level in that plane with God. See, there's two planes. There's a heavenly plane or a kingdom plane, and there's a carnal earthly plane. If you live in that carnal earthly plane, good luck. I'm not kidding you. You better eat high fiber. You better go gluten-free. You better eat kale. You better like it. You have to. If you live on their natural, you have to eat kale and like it. You have to serve it to your friends. Okay, kingdom level. Still, you eat right. We're smart, but listen. That kingdom level, that disease can't live at that level. Is there a disease in heaven? Come on, my goodness. Absolutely not. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things, now listen, whatever things, it's so interesting. There's so many people who say it's not about the stuff. God doesn't care about all your stuff, really? Whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and what does the word say? Read it with me. And you'll have them. Oh my goodness. This opens up such a gaping door of opportunity and blessing in our lives. Can anybody cheer God on this? No, I'm not kidding you. This door's open in front of you. You go, what do we do? You take it. You run through it. Man, you don't let anything stop you. I don't care who laughs at you. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. Anything against anyone. Someone might have raped you. I understand. It hurts. I don't understand. I try to. Okay? Someone cheated you. Someone left you. They neglected you. Someone beat you. Someone stole from you. You don't have an option. You forgive them. Forgive them. Anything against anyone. Do you want what's happened to you in the past to continue to haunt you? If you do, hold a grudge. If you do, don't get in a place of forgiveness about it. But if you want to be free of it, you know, I'm just telling you about this by the Spirit of God. Some of you guys tonight, the chemical imbalances in your body are going to come into balance because you begin to believe God and trust God. I'm not telling you anything about your medicine. Don't take it. Don't quit taking it because of what I say. I'm just telling you, things are going to get right in your life because you begin to trust God. I'm telling you, I'm as bold about this as I could be about anything. I'm not playing. I'm not kidding. This is life and death for people in here. People are going to listen to this podcast in the future, and you know what? We as a people are going to stand between the living and the dead, and the plague's going to stop in their life in the name of Jesus. Can anybody agree with that? Man, faith absolutely changes everything. It's the only way we get into God's rest. Faith moves mountains. It gets us out from under attack and dominance of the enemy. I hate the devil. Will you join me in hating the devil? Let's not let the devil have our kids. Man, some of you guys go, man, my kid, he's just out running the streets. I'm telling you what, man, you need to come into agreement with somebody. Is there anybody in here that can agree with anybody about their kid coming home and serving God? Anybody here? Anybody volunteer for that tonight? Man, we can help people. Man, it's about changed lives. This isn't about an organization. This is about changed lives. The people you're going to invite next Sunday and next Wednesday, they're going to have their life changed. And I'll tell you why. I'm not just passionate. I'm not fired up. There is a fire in me about this. I'm not kidding you. There's nothing that can stop me from preaching this word, this message to y'all. See, that's how important it is to God. And it's time for you to begin believing and speaking and acting upon God's promise and nothing else. Constantly. Constantly. When's it going to happen? I'm telling you, that is weak. And let the weak say I'm strong. And you know what? We're not waiting for our manifestation. We're not. Man, turn your Bible to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Man, faith changed. Why? Because God is faithful. Man, God is 100% faithful. This has to be our mindset. It has to be our lifestyle. It has to be our behaviors and our actions. This has to be who we are. You can't dip your toe in it once in a while and think, hey, I'm Mark Spitz. Or who's the new guy? I'm Michael Phelps. Look at this. You're splashing around the water. Who are you? I'm Michael Phelps. No, you're not. You got to dive in. You got to give it everything you have. You know, it's interesting. I heard an interview of Michael Phelps. They said, when you're swimming and it's 50 meters, four different kinds of swimming, man, what are you thinking about? You know what he said? Nothing. I'm just swimming as fast as I possibly can. There's something to that. He's not worried about who's swimming next to him. He's not worried about what the record is. Hebrews, the 11th chapter in the first verse. This is out of the Amplified. Now faith, what the New King James, what does it say? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You guys all know that, right? Huh? Okay, here it is in the Amplified. Listen, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for. I own a home. And you'll say, well, where is it? Do you have it? No, I don't have it. It sits in the neighborhood where it is. Well, how do you know you own it? You don't have it. It's not in your possession. No, I have the title deed to it. I have a deed to it that says it's mine. That's what happens, see? That's what shifts everything. See, it's not just help that you're just wishing. You're just hopeful it's gonna be health. Yeah, I'm hoping this works out. I'm wishing it were better. I wish it wouldn't take so long. Now faith is the assurance. Now listen, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of the things we don't see and the conviction of their reality. Now listen, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. See, that's what this is all about. We're not trusting our senses anymore. We're trusting God's promise. We begin to trust God's promise. You know what we get? We get the evidence of what we don't see. See, it's so hard for people. It's like, man, it's hard for me. Man, I got pain. It's hard for me. Man, I saw the x-rays. It's hard for me. I saw the report. And the bottom line is this, and there's multiple times in the Word, whose report are you going to believe? You're going to believe science? You're going to believe technology? You're going to believe the news? You're going to believe the media? You're going to believe, listen, the enemy who's been lying to you all your life? Are you going to believe God's promise? See, but listen, here's the key. The key is it's constantly. It's not, well, you know, I guess we got to start believing God here. You know, our money's getting a little tight, Sandy. I think we better start believing God. No, let me help you. When you tithe and that 10% comes off the top of your income before taxes, before any bill, before you pay your electric bill, it puts you in a place of faith immediately. You do it at the end of the month? I'm just believing God I can pay my tithe this month. Do you understand? This doesn't work. God takes what we think is foolish to confound conventional wisdom. Conventional wisdom is this. What does God's promise say? Man, there's too many opportunities. There's too many times in the Word where all God's done is fulfilled his promise, and there's never been any lack, and there's never been people without. And there's never been people that were at the end of their rope. The woman with the issue of blood, at the end of her rope, man, had gone for so many years. How many years was it? A dozen? How many years? A dozen years she went and spent all that she had. And what does the Bible say? She only got worse. That's why there's a Guts Church. That's why there's a Bill Shear. That's why there's a Matt Swaggart. That's why there's a Wes Young. It's because there's people that are spending all that they have and all they're doing is getting worse. See, we're the answer. Why? Because we're alive, we're on the clock, and we're Christians. We're little Christ, we're Christ-like. We've got to tell somebody. We've got to get out of our little comfort. It's awkward for me. You know, my personality, you got to repent of that. Shy isn't a fruit of the Spirit. I'm just telling you, man, for all of us, and I could be as bold as anybody, and there's times where it is awkward for me. But I look around, who else is gonna stand? No, for real, think about your environment. Think about where you live. Think about where you are. Who else is gonna take a stand? And you'll say, well, I'm not sure I'm equipped. That's why we have church. And I don't know another reason for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, till we all come to the unity of the faith. See, this isn't, well, you know what? Let's tithe so we can pay those ministers to go do that job. Chano Trevino is one of the most amazing men I have ever met. Chano oversees 8 major areas in this church and does a great job with it. That's no excuse for you to sit on the sideline. I'm just telling you what's gonna happen. And I believe we are very close to it happening. Let me give you a warning of the Lord. We're gonna begin to put new wine in old wineskins. You know those people go, man, I left that church. They just started changing everything.
They're just changing. I don't like all that change.
I got news for you. How many of you guys gave tonight? You gave for change to change lives. But you know what? You can't keep doing the same thing and expect different results. It's got to go deeper. It's got to go higher. It's got to go broader. I'm telling you, it's got to, man, some of you guys, I am so, you know so much. Your heads are just about ready to pop. You know so much, but you say so little. This doesn't work without us being verbal. This doesn't work without our action. It doesn't. You might say, well, we got the best music. I don't care. I don't know what the heck it's going to do unless we're out believing and speaking and doing. We are living epistles. We're living epistles. Look, we're living epistles. We're living epistles. We're living epistles. Listen, read of all men. We open up our lives. We open up our hearts. Man, who do you know? Who in the last week has seen your heart? Your heart. My heart is broken for what I hear. You know why? Because all of it's the prince and the power of the air. I'm not going to listen to it anymore. I'm not going to look at it anymore. I'm going to fulfill God's purpose on my life. And you know what that is? To do everything I possibly can to help you fulfill your purpose. That's it. I'd like it to be a lot more poetic. I'd like to tell you that we're gonna plant 50 churches and we're gonna know it. If there's 50 pastors in here to plant 50 churches, I believe we will. But that's all it is. It's to help you fulfill your purpose. That's it. God's got a plan for your life. And it's good, not evil, to give you a future and a hope. And he's given you a measure of faith. But you know what? You've got to constantly be in that place of faith. Man, I'm just having a hard time. That's not faith. You know what you do when you have a hard time? You call upon the name of Jesus. You call upon the name of the Lord. You walk it out. You walk right through. God, get me out of here. No, you know what God wants to do? God wants to flex his dadgum muscles and his power in your life. And he wants to rub the enemy's nose in the defeat that he suffered with Jesus. And you know what? And you walk right through that fire and right through that water. And your hair not be singed and you not have a drop of water on you. Man, if there's issues in your life, let's take care of it tonight. It's breakthrough time tonight. We have elders here. We have staff people here. We have senior leaders here. We've got 100 people here that can pray for people. And you'll think, well, that's awkward for me. It's a personal matter. You know what? You're allowed to leave here with it. But what if you caught somebody that knows God's promise and could pray and you could simply agree with them? Simple agreement. What if that tumor just goes like this? Well, I don't know what happened. Man, I do. It was just serendipitous that you had 10 grand in that savings account after just a couple months when you opened it. How do you know it was God? Because I know God. He promised he'd bless my storehouse. And you know what he did? Blessed it. I'm just telling you, Sandy and I have been married 32 years, and I don't believe there's been one day of lack in that 32 years. I had lack in my life before we got married. I did. After I got married, the lack stopped. Here, let me think a second. Let's do the math. Sandy and I had a revelation of agreement. And praying and agreeing on God's promise. And you know what we do? We pray and we agree on in everything. Have you had any trials? Are you kidding me? Please. I look back on it and think, how in the world did we get through that? Are you kidding? How did that happen? First year we moved into this church, there was $20,000 a month deficit in the budget. We didn't talk to anybody. We didn't take special offerings. We didn't sell anything off. I was gonna let the staff go. And this business guy that was having marital problems, so he thought he'd come to church and help us out. He's in between deals, was in my office, and I walked in and he said, "Man, what's on top of you?" I said, nothing, I got it. He goes, "No, what's up?" I said, "Well, I gotta let the staff go." He said, "What are you gonna do?" I said, "Yeah, I'm gonna let I don't know what else to do." He goes, "Yes, you do." And before I could say what, the Spirit of God rose up on the inside of me, and I walked out in that staff meeting and started proclaiming God's promise. The next month, it all turned around. You might have a deficit in your home. How about we turn it around? This is a room, Scott took the pulpit, it's a room of faith-believing people. That's all you need. All you need are the right people in the right place, and I believe this is the right time tonight. God, I thank you for this service. God, I thank you for your word that's been sown into our hearts. God, I thank you for the Holy Spirit who seals that word in our lives. God, I thank you tonight because we've spent time with you that will never be the same. God, we're gonna have a boldness in our life, God, because we've spent time with you that's gonna help hurting people. God, we're not gonna be gimmicky or trendy or goofy, but God, we're gonna be helpful to people. God, I thank you for the work that you started us and that you're faithful to complete. God, I thank you for the day of Christ Jesus coming alive in our lives. Blessed be the name of Jesus, that name above all names. Now, God, I thank you for your precious promise that promotion comes from you. God, I thank you for supernatural promotion to come into every faith-believing person, anybody in this room listening to this message, God. God, that can release their faith to believe, to speak, and to act upon that. God, I thank you for promotion in their life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information about this message and others, please visit gutschurch.com.